Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God. What an awesome God you are. You know my prayer, Father, that you'll move me out of the way, that you have the freedom to say and do anything you wish. We thank you for the privilege of being able to open your word, to hear from you, and never be the same. Thank you for the book of Esther. Your sovereignty has allowed it to be one of the 39 books of the Old Testament. Thus, you have a message for us all. May we see and hear that message clearly. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to throw the verses at you, starting with verse 1 of chapter 1. And there's going to be some dates. And if you can understand world history along with biblical history, it makes the chapters fit so much better. It can help you understand why it seemed like there was such a long time between the third year of Xerxes and the seventh year of Xerxes before he made Esther queen. So that was a four-year period that if you don't understand what's going on in the world, you won't understand why Xerxes was probably preoccupied, should I say. Amen?
Amen.
So let's see if we can get a little more understanding. Now it came to pass in the days of Xerxes, King James calls him Ahasuerus. This is Xerxes who reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces. Now, you got to understand something. Over 127 provinces, Xerxes ruled over. Xerxes has a desire, a very strong desire, it's not mentioned in the book of Esther. I cannot prove, I've been trying to prove, I think that Darius was Xerxes' father. Darius was the third king of Persia, simply because of the timing and the dates. So Xerxes wants to get back at Greece because Greece defeated his father. Now everyone understands during this day that the third world kingdom, they didn't know it was going to be a third world kingdom, but we now know in history that Greece ends up being the third world kingdom for power. So all of a sudden, Xerxes and his father and Artaxerxes, the son of Xerxes, sees the danger of Greece. So Xerxes has two things he wants to accomplish by what is going to take place in verse 2 and 3. When you first just read in 2 and 3, read with me, that in those days when the king Xerxes sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and Media, of Persia and Media, the power of the nobles and the prince of the province being before him. Now, if you don't understand the whole aspect of history, it seemed like he just wanted to have a big party. Amen? And it seems like he just wants to show off and just be a drunkard. Well, now, suppose you have a desire to conquer another nation. That means that you got to plan an invasion. And that means all your provinces are probably going to have to be involved. Thus, how do you get all your provinces involved? You have all the leaderships of all the provinces come to your place and you take care of them for over half a year, planning the invasion of Greece. Does that make a little better sense than just having a party? because when he got through with all the prince after 180 days, he turns around and have another party for just 7 days, and he really gets drunk during the 7 days. But the first 180 was planning for the second world kingdom to defeat, which is going to become the third world kingdom. And he had to get all of his men, all of his leaders, and all of the prince to come to his palace to put a plan together to defeat Greece. And it took over half a year to just to get some of the plans together. And all, it took him almost 4 years, starting from 483 to 479, to get prepared to attack Greece. And he did a good job. First outing, he whipped up on Greece. Man, he whipped up on one of their major cities. And then Greece says, I don't think so. Okay? And in 479, they lost to Salami, and he got ran back to Persia and Susan. And in that defeat, he turns and pick a new queen, Esther. Does that make better sense? Well, act like it. So in the third year, 483, of his reign, he brought all the leaders together because he was upset. I'm reading now between the lines because I'm reading on the line somewhere else in biblical and world history. Because he needed to get all the servants together to prepare for the attack on Greece, to defend and come on some revenge for his father, which I believe again was Darius, which we all know who Darius is. He was the third king of Persia and the one that was ruling when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. Okay? First King Cyrus, Isaiah 45, to get the captives out of Babylon. Ximeces, second king, and then Darius, the third king. Now, it's only 30-some years between the first king and the second king. So if Daniel was a young man when he was taken, the captivity of Jerusalem had been gone on for quite a while before he was ever chosen to be brought to Babylon, which it seems as though that they brought him as soon as they was conquered. So at best, we know that Daniel probably is, at least by the time he stands before Darius, 60 or older. Okay? In the greatest commentary on the Bible, the Bible. And the best way to study the Bible is to read it. Can't beat that. And then you can concentrate and connect. Can the pastor get an amen somewhere? All right. Shall we go to verse 4? Because there's a lot of verses to finish this book. So, and we've had 3 weeks in the first 3 verses. Can I have an old? Ooh, that's what you call expository. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days he showed it. Question. Why do you think he needs to show the glory and power and majesty and the riches of the kingdom? What's that? To build courage. To build courage of all his leaders. To show that we can do this. How many of us as husbands, that means if you're not married, I'm not talking to you. Kind of hard to be a husband without being married. Now you may be a live-in, but you ain't a husband. Can I hear that, girls? If you love it, put a ring on it. I got kids. I know it's on the top charts every now and then. Did I say that? Did that come out? All this shit. And if you're living together, girls, you're not a wife. So I don't know who in here may be living together, but I'm going to give you a little secret. Don't like it. That boy hadn't paid nothing for you, but you're giving him everything. And he won't even give you his name. Hark! I think that's King James. There are some people here going, we shouldn't have come today. He's feeling better. Verse 5, and when these days were fulfilled, the king made a feast unto all the people who were present in his own kingdom of Shushan in the city. The palace, both unto great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace. Now, I'm going to give you a little secret now. There is something going on. Whoever's writing this was right in the middle of this. He explains too well what everything looks like and what's going on not to be a part of this. That's why I still believe, even though many theologians say they don't know who wrote it. Now, we came to the conclusion now here a couple of weeks ago, who wrote the book of Esther? Mordecai with Esther's approval. Okay? Chapter 9. So if Mordecai... God had put him in a pretty strategic place. Is that a coincidence? Coincidence is simply a small miracle of God left anonymous. Right? Now, in these decisions that's being made, do you know that God is so sovereign that if he had made the next 7-day party, Esther never would have become queen? Now, the 180 days didn't get her to be queen. It was the last 7. Now, that which seems to be another bad decision, to have a party to get everyone as drunk as they want to be or as sober as they want to be, how can God use that? Some of us forget God is the one that's sovereign, not us. Have you ever said, I just don't know why this happened? I mean, anybody. Have you ever said something stupid like this? I don't know why God allowed this to happen. God says that attitude is the reason why I didn't tell you why I let it happen. You would have been complaining before it happened. I'm so glad that his name is God and my name is Hutch. Can I have an amen? Amen? I don't have to be as wise as him. Can't be. You're not going to be frustrated, but I got his whole word in front of me called the Bible. Amen. How can God allow all this to go on in the second world kingdom, then have a party for 7 days after 180? Now, the first 180, I believe, really was encouraged all of armies that are going to have to fight with it. The last 7 days was just, I'm glad all these people are out of my house. I know all you guys have worked hard to bring all these people here and you had to serve them. You've been called out for over a year and a half for you to forget a lot of your family. Let me do something for you. And that's why I think he gave this edict. Verse 6, where there was white, green, blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and purple, the silver rings and pillars of marble. Couches were of gold and silver, upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black and with black marble. Red, blue, and white. Woo! Anybody ever heard those three colors? You open up the flag and say, these colors don't run. Can I give it amen? And of course, it's highlighted by black marble. Should I stop there? Should I be smart enough to stop there, Joe? Or should I go ahead and say what I'm getting ready to say? Should you stop there, Joe? Okay, I stopped there, Joe. It wasn't white marble. I had to go ahead and say it, y'all. My boy had a bad crib.
Mm-hmm. Pastor,
you
might want to explain that.
I should explain crib.
Yeah, you're on
his home. Amen. Did that help? King was decked. Now listen to what he says. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold. No Dixie cups. That's what I would have given that many folks, because I would just have want to throw them away when we got through. Have amen. Don't want no one to have to wash that many dishes for that many days. I could lose my support. The vessels being different one from another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the bounty of the king. And the drinking was according to the law, none did compel. For so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. In other words, he says, as much as you want to drink, much as you want to eat, as long as you want to drink, as long as you want to eat in these 7 days, you got the freedom to do it. Go for it. I am celebrating your celebration of how you have helped me prepare to defeat Greece. Doesn't seem as flamboyant when you get a little history behind it, does it? You know, I can't find this anywhere in any other commentaries. So every now and then I get scared when I can't find something I think I know in the Bible when no one else says it. But I can be just as wrong as anyone else, so I'm preaching it.
Amen.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But I think putting biblical history and world history together gives you a great opportunity to see into the king that Esther doesn't explain. And the drinking was according to the law. Verse 8, none did compel. But so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do it according to every man's pleasure. Also Vashti, the queen, made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Xerxes. Go, girl. It was commonplace in that day when there was dignitaries and when there was party for those who was in control with the king that their wives was entertained by the queen. So this taking place, it doesn't tell us if she did it for 187 days or if she only did it for 7 days. But it seems like she only did it for 7 days. Okay? Now, I have read many reports about why Queen Vashti wouldn't come down. But I believe it's just speculation. I'm going to tell you why I think she wouldn't come down. Are we ready? The queen is throwing her own party for the ladies. And when girls get together, when girls get together, they know how to use their necks to tell the men off. Give me an amen, church.
Amen.
Have you ever got together with a bunch of women? Oh, excuse me. You bunch of women ever got together? For 3, 4, 5, 7 days. And the conversation of how men are treating you won't come up. Because men can get together for 3 or 4 months and y'all won't be brought up. We forgot what we talked about yesterday. Oh, well, I'm giving away men's secrets. Okay. I'm just telling you the biblical truth. Men and women are made different. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Can I give an example and explain it?
Yes, sir.
One's a man, one's a woman. Now, that's heavy theology right there. But you get 4 women in a car that's driving from Seattle to Portland. She know where I'm going on that. You can get 4 women together that's going to drive from Seattle to Portland. And by the time you hit Centralia, you know everything about each other. And you'll talk all the way to Portland. And when you get there, you go, girls, we got to do this again. Come on, talk to me. Can I have an amen on that?
Amen.
Thank you. You got some participants. Now, what if you're going to make that same trip with 4 guys? Same exact trip, same exact time. Yeah, before the car move, one of them is asleep. And one of them, we hope, is not the driver. We have said everything we can to each other by South Center. And we was forcing that. It can be quiet for the rest of the trip unless we see a fine car. Interesting truck. And we won't talk. And you know what's so amazing? We're not even mad at each other. So I don't know about you, but 7 days with a bunch of ladies. Girl, how long has it been since the king saw you? Oh, it's been about 180 days. And he's been busy with all this planning. 180 days. And he's going to call you to come down and show yourself off. I wouldn't do it. Mm-mm. No. Woo! Can I get an amen from somebody right there, boy? You can make it as biblical as you want. It just boils down the difference between men and women. I'm telling you, don't get my girl in trouble, too. Watch out who you're listening to, girls. Why is it that a married woman will allow another woman who has messed up her marriage already or is single tell her what she ought to do? Why should guys can I get an amen? Oh, guys, look at you. Oh, man, you've been pumped. Oh, man. Every spiritual bone in your body will go down the drain. Man, you henpecked. Can I get an amen? Oh, I'm going to tell you something. Go ahead, call me henpecked, and I crow for you. I don't have to sleep with you. Can I get it? Yep, think me dumb. We got a bunch of chickens out at the house. And got a big old rooster named Obama. I laugh, but it's true. I named him Obama. He's always strutting. And the hens go. The rooster just crowing. Just. And then I realized what they was both saying to each other. The rooster crows and says, "I take care of you. I take care of you." And the hen's going, "Talk, talk, 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 talk. Just talk, talk." So you get a bunch of hens together. And they're going to talk about how bad the men are. I mean, come on, folks. This woman knows she can be separated from her knowledge box. She can have her head cut off for refusing the king. She's got some encouragement from somewhere to rebel. Verse 10. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine. Now, that's the difference between men and women, isn't it? The king done got party happy. She has probably been stewing for a while. At least we know for 7 days. He commanded Mehuman, Bista, Hobana, Bigtha, Abagtha, Zitha, and Carcass. Every one of those guys would have been beat up in my neighborhood. See, if you don't know how to say it and want to impress someone, just say it strong and fast. Yes. I mean, they're all dead. They can't say I'm saying it wrong. Amen. The seven chamberlains who served in the presence of Xerxes the king. So go bring Vashti, the queen, before the king with the crown royal. Let her make her dress up. And now there's a lot of commentaries that says that he wanted her to come and show herself naked before these guys. I don't know where they come up with that. She's just mad. She's been with the girls 7 days. To bring Vashti, now I'm gonna prove that little point here in a minute. To bring Vashti, the queen, before the king with the crown royal to show the people and the prince her beauty, for she was fair to look at. I think some of the other Bible says she was a good-looking woman. Okay? She was good to look at. She was good-looking. Isn't that amazing? Queen Vashti and Esther got where they got because of how they looked. Now, you may not like this, ladies, but man, God has given you some advantages. Can I have an amen? How many women go to college to find a good-looking man that is going to be successful? How many men go to college to party? If you don't know the Lord, guess what you're going to do as a man at college? You're going to find some way to party. And just glad that you got out of school. Most guys want to graduate magna cum laude. And most guys graduate Lordy, how come? So we're sitting here. Look at that beauty. And you girls know that there's advantage of how you look. You spend a lot of money going to the paint and body shop. Can I get an amen? But I'm amazed at some wives. How oftentimes you forget what got him. And the man will forget what attracted her to him. Before we was married, we were a lot more sensitive than we are after we got married. We would even share our meal. Would you like some, honey? Can I cut it for you? You ever been there? Get married, get your own plate. What you mean you want a drink of my soda? When I bought it, did you say you wanted one? True love just flow at marriage. It just drives me wild. You know, the worst thing about preaching is you start running out of time when you're having fun. But I'm used to going over. That's a spiritual gift. Did I knock that off? Excuse me. I got to put my voice back on.
Joel, we got to check this out. This thing is, don't want to participate today.
Either my head's getting bigger or something. Go down and get her. Verse 12. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king enraged and his anger burned in him. Couples, whether you are single and dating or whether you are married, you can say pretty much anything you want to one another if you got the right timing. Can I get an amen? Amen. Timing is very important in relationships about what you can and can't say at particular times. Now, do you think if Vashti would have been upset at the king when it was just her and him, that he may not have reacted as greatly? But she did it in front of everyone he's trying to impress. How many of us have had conversations with our mates and you're getting ready to say something and the Holy Spirit steps in and says, don't say that. Ever been there? Bruh. You know, the Holy Spirit will call you bruh when you're messing up. And he'll call you sister when you're messing up, girl. Sister, I think it'd be better to keep that one to yourself, especially right now. If it wasn't for your mama, you ever had that conversation? Some brother said, no. If it wasn't for your family, we're helping them too much. You ever been there? Sometimes the Holy Spirit ought to put a megaphone in your ear and say, shut up. Because sometimes we just forget that it isn't equal between men and women. Folks, and anyone that tries to make it equal don't know what God has made. Girls, don't you ever, ever lose your feminine rights trying to get your equal rights. Now, let me tell you now, if you're doing the same job as another man, you should get paid the same. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being more than God ever intended you to be. Come on. You don't think that's fair? You don't think that's true? Let me see if I can throw something at you real quick as we can finish this chapter. Isn't it something, Joe? Took 3 weeks to get through verse 1, 2, and 3. We got to think, probably get through chapter 1 in one day. That's smoking. That's smoking. Suppose you are a woman and you are working as a clerk at McDonald's. Talk to me. And everyone that walks in McDonald's been there 500 times. And the first thing they do is look up at the menu. And they go back and forth when it's the same menu on this side as the same menu on that side. But I just may miss something if I don't look at both of them. You ever had someone like that in front of you at McDonald's when your kids are screaming, Big Mac? Especially when mom ain't home. Sausage biscuit with egg. Oh, yeah. Now, a guy comes in rich. Got to stop, got to have some quick food. Pulls into McDonald's. Walks in. Good looking girl behind the counter. Are you following me? That right there alone can start a great relationship. And that guy could end up marrying her simply because of the way she looks. Now, let's change that scenario around. Good-looking woman, rich, walks into McDonald's. There's a good-looking guy behind the counter. Tries to make a move and get some digits. You know what? Girl, I need some digits. What do you mean, digits? You know, the secret to make your phone ring. Some of you get that on the way home and we'll use it. And that good-looking rich woman would look across that counter and say, what? You work at McDonald's. How are you going to take care of me? I don't want cheeseburgers from McDonald's every night. I want caviar. And we'll blow you off. Now, what advantage do we have as guys? Oh, I know. A Porsche key. Key to a Porsche make any man look good. Oh, your guys are looking at me like you don't believe that. Have you seen some of the women the basketball players marry? Have you seen some of the women that professional football players marry? If they weren't successful, do you think someone would even look at them? This is the world, folks. This is where we live. And if you don't understand those things, you cannot understand the book of Esther. Is it making a little better sense now? Ooh, the pastor's getting personal today. I get personal every Sunday. Sometimes you just aren't in the middle of my example. Then the king said to the wise men, who knew the times, for so was the king's manner towards all that knew law and judgment. And the next unto him was Karshina, Shetha, Amatha, Tarshish, Merez, Marcinus, and Memucan, the seven princes of Persia and Media, who saw the king's face and who sat in the first of the king. What shall we do unto the queen? What shall we do to Vashti? According to the law, because she has not performed the commandment of the king, Xerxes, by the chamberlains. What are we going to do with the queen? She has not kept her vow. Is that not pretty cozy when it comes to marriage today? What are we going to do with men? What are we going to do with women that won't live up to their vow? I've been to a lot of weddings, folks. A lot of weddings. I have never been to a wedding where someone was made to say the vows. They volunteered. What are we going to do with her? Do you think he's concerned that he may have to kill her? What shall we do unto the queen according to the law? Verse 16. And Memucan answered before the king and the princess, Vashti the queen has not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the prince and to all the people who are in all the provinces of the king Xerxes. Why do you think God does not allow some of us to have more authority than what we have? Why is it the people with authority has more responsibility when they have that authority? Because of the amount of lives you can affect. As pastor, one of the pastors of Antioch, there's a lot of things I would like to say. I have learned to keep my mouth shut on a lot of things because of the amount of people it can affect. There are some things I would love to do as pastor and one of the pastors of this church. But there's a lot of things I have chosen not to do because of the influence of people that I have. Some of us need to examine ourselves on the responsibility God has given us. And are you taking that responsibility serious? So she not only offended the king, she's offended us and everybody in the province by her rebellion. For this deed of the queen shall come to the attention of all women, so that they shall look with contempt upon their husbands. When it shall be reported, the king Xerxes commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him, but she came not. Who was the ones that knew first that Queen Vashti wasn't going? The girls. At the party. How do you think that message won't get out if Queen Vashti didn't come and there was no discipline on it? It says the whole kingdom will be affected and encourage more rebellion. Why do you think it's important for a church to have church discipline? Can't hear you. You know how many churches would not obey the word of God because they are afraid of seeming unloving? But says, a little leaven does what to the whole lump? Was spread through the whole lump. One unchallenged sin that is known in this church and not challenged and not called for repentance is a bad example to the rest that's watching. And do you know 90% of all church discipline has to do with marriage and divorce? We Christians are pretty good. Are you guys ready? You three through drinking your Starbucks? For this deed of the queen shall come to the attention of all women, so they shall look with contempt upon their husbands. And when sin is not faced in the church, and church does not discipline those that are living in known sin, it's going to become known to the entire church. Isn't it amazing that we can stand up here as a church and we can make announcements one after another for days, for weeks? We can put things in the bulletin for days and for weeks and for months. And many of you would never even notice it and say, I didn't know that. But let sin run rampant. How long will it take for everybody to know? It's just according on what we have our ears stretched out for. Shall we pray? Father, thank you so much for being our God, and thank you for today. Thank you for what you want to accomplish and how you want to accomplish it. In your Son's most holy, precious, glorious name, amen.